Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with State Senator Tom Hawk for the next 9 minutes or so. And I wanted to talk to you here a little, Senator, about education and kind of what some of your priorities are here in the next session. Obviously, K through 12 funding is a big thing here, and schools have really been challenged with a lot here, especially when it comes to technology.
Well, happy to talk about that. And one thing we mentioned on the break before I talk about that, it's never too late to get educated. So last, I listened to you and Dave talking about being a little underwhelmed by the Jupiter-Saturn star. And so I went outside with my neighbors. One plus about COVID is my little neighborhood has been getting together in people's driveways once or twice a week. Just chatting, we've gotten to know each other. So we were, several of us were outside kind of looking out to see the stars or the planets intersect there. And I made a wise comment about, well, where could we find three wise men? And my neighbors kind of look at me as a politician and they're sure I'm not one of them. And my wife made the comment that if we go back to Jesus's birth, if it had actually been three women, they would have gotten to the stable, gotten everything cleaned up, would have taken care of getting the baby taken care of, and we probably would have had peace on earth. And so I thought that was an interesting juxtapositioning of that particular story as we get to look up at those planets last night.
Very appropriate.
So, anyway, I always love having my wife to get me to see the other side of everything. So she does a great job with that. On K-12 education, we had our school board meeting last week that we have annually with the legislators, and that was really informative about lessons learned and what our board has been through, and the state board too, and certainly families and the whole issue of childcare. And some students thrive on the at-home learning with the technology. Others certainly don't. I think we all agree in person. It's been a reminder of how critical teachers are as part of the fabric of society. So I think it's going to be a big issue. One of the things I told the board that I certainly would be playing defense and supporting every year in the legislature, there's kind of a push among some of the conservatives to cut K-12 funding or to promote vouchers for private schools. And I suspect that to be one of the issues, but I think it's really important that we keep our public schools strong, give them the tools they need to teach students well. And that's really a foundation of our democracy, is having an educated citizenry. We can always do better with that. But the world is changing. I noticed you talked to Pat Wexelman about change, and I brag a lot. I've said, I really love change. It's kind of what happens. I love it for everybody but me. Don't want my wife to move the couch. Don't change the furniture. Perfect watching spot for television. But I think the reality is COVID is going to bring a lot more rapid change than most of us want, but it's going to be the reality. And one of those is how we deal with education.
Yeah, certainly. No doubt about that. I got a caller here with a question or a comment, so I'm going to get to him first.
Okay. Good.
This is Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. I just have two, three items, real quick items here, Dr. Hawk. First of all, I still have your campaign sign up in my front yard, so everyone knows who I voted for, and we can educate these younger ones who to vote for when you finally decide to give in and run for governor. And I hope that's next session.
I don't know whether to thank you, Paul,
you're talking,
or curse you.
Talking about the wise men, I'm sure everyone being in a military area knows what a road guard is. I am so old, I was a road guard for the three wise men.
Well, you got them to the right place, according to history.
Well, you have a fabulous Christmas with your family. And also, my social security number, if anyone wants it, is 3. Have a quality week.
Okay. You were the first one FDR issued that to, I'm sure, Paul.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
I like those tough questions, Brandon.
He called you Dr. Hawk. I didn't know that. Are you a doctor?
I am. Me and Joe Biden. I'm very proud of that. I have a doctorate from K-State, had some great professors, and I worked a long time and worked hard to get that and learned a lot. I was really impressed with the program I had in the College of Education. I got it in educational administration, and I had to do the research paper. It's a PhD. And so hats off to all the K-State people who have doctorates and give those out. It's something that has benefited me immensely in both my personal and professional life.
All right. Well, I learned something new today. I did not know. Well, as far as higher education, what do you expect will be the discussion here in 2021?
Well, the legislature asked the Board of Regents to really take, this was before the pandemic hit, a 3-5 and a 10-year look at where we needed to be as far as higher education. And the board, along with Blake Flanders, who's the head of the Regents, formed this Future of Higher Ed task force that I was a member of. And we looked at a host of to the Board of Regents to potentially bring back to the legislature. There are clearly problems. And we talked about, I talked about several of those with President Myers last week and the week before, and we had our Legislative Budget Committee talking about deferred maintenance. That has grown to $1.2 billion, which is a large figure that, of course, we would never be able to tackle in 1 year or even a short period of time. But we have a lot of old buildings. One of the big questions is with remote learning and how things are changing in the delivery, how much will that affect the need for space? That's an issue in corporate America in terms of the kinds of headquarter buildings and physical presence that people have. I think a big question, and we don't know how that's really going to fall out. There are several other things in terms of trying to get kids invested or young people invested in higher ed and high school. We used to worry several years ago about the senior year being a year that the students didn't really engage in. They kind of coasted. And the more we can get students earning credit, the more likely it is that kids will go on to either community college, tech college, or a four-year college. And we know we need to have a higher level of education for our citizens in order for our complex society to function, for us to be economically competitive, both with other states and internationally. So I think there's a bright future, but again, I think sometimes the legislature gets panicked and wants to shortchange funding higher ed. We've reduced our percentage where tuition has gone up, and I'm hoping the federal government will help a little bit with some of the cost of higher ed for our students. And I think our state government needs to step up to the plate and help with some of those costs too. So it's affordable for families and students to get that. So those are going to be the big issues, I think, that we're going to probably face in this legislature. And I suspect Congress and the U.S. Senate are going to face those also.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Senator Hawk. It's always a pleasure. We could get to a lot more topics, but a short amount of time. So thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and everybody at K-Man and all your audience. I wish everybody a happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And as Pat Wexelman said, it's not going to take much to make 2021 a much better year, and I'm counting on that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That'll wrap up our show. Tomorrow we'll have Riley County Historical Museum and Elena Parker joining us.